Joining us right now, Ravens tight end Ed Dixon is with us. Ed, what's going on, man?
Just chilling at the house right now, feeling like a world champion.
Has that feeling died down at all since that fateful February night?
Not at all. I mean, I just got a chance to go back on the West Coast and share the moment with my high school, with my college team. I'm touring the U.S. right now, giving them a chance to party with the Ravens.
How's life changed for you in the last few weeks since winning the Super Bowl?
Well, life changed for me a whole lot. I mean, I really haven't sat down 1 minute to think about what we have accomplished. I mean, since day one, when I came to Baltimore, I mean, we worked on winning a world championship. And just to sit back and say that you did that, you got to embrace the feeling. That's all I can think about is sharing the moment with my family and friends, because they were definitely a part of it. Everybody that laid foundation for myself or this organization was a part of it, and they deserve to be a part of it.
A lot of people that have talked about the addition of Jim Caldwell and what Joe Flacco did and some changes on the offensive line at the end of the season that got the offense hot. Really, when you think about it also, getting Ed Dixon back was at the exact same point. Off the injury list, really, week to week, was at the exact same point the offense started taking off. Do you feel like your contributions and getting healthy also helped in the offense getting to where it was at the end of the season?
I'll tell you the biggest thing for me was sitting back and watching my teammates, my brothers, going out there in battle while I was sitting on the sideline. So I work hard with the training staff, people, and everybody to get back to where I needed to be after I dislocated my knee in that San Diego game, and to get back into everything. I know that it wasn't a season of dreams. My stats might not look good, but I was definitely a contributor on special teams and offense to the team, and just felt really good that I was a part of it. And I'm always going to be a team guy. I'm not an eye guy. So if it takes me blocking the whole game or catching 10 passes, that's what I'm going to do.
And I'm pretty sure, Ed, you get that ring now to prove what kind of a team guy you are now.
It's all about us, man, and we definitely did that. I mean, it just the fact on everything that we went through this season, the adversity we went through this season, a couple guys losing family members, losing Art Modell, for O.J. Begans, Ray Lewis talking about this last season, everything, it was a storybook season, and you can write a story about it.
It is amazing. And, Ed, you'll be in Baltimore coming up on Saturday, part of a two-day autograph show that is going to be at the Doubletree in Pikesville, 1726 Reisterstown Road in Pikesville, Maryland. It's tomorrow for free, then $8 on Saturday, but a huge turnout of guys on Saturday includes you, Corey Graham, Art Jones, Paul Kruger, Michael Orr, Justin Tucker, Lardarius Webb, Torrey Smith, and Bernard Pollard and Bernard Pearson. Tomorrow, Brendan Ian Badejo, Sam Cook, Dwayne Starks, Terrell Suggs, so a huge group. How pumped are you to get back into town? It's been probably since the parade you were in Baltimore.
Yeah, I was on the West Coast, and they called me about doing this, and I said, definitely, I got to do it. I got to do it for the fans of Baltimore, because they definitely showed us love. Every single game, every single time we touched the field, they showed us love. So just give a little back to them, show a little love with them, and embrace the moment. We still world champions. We did it, Baltimore.